And rather than we're doing that separately, we have connected 246 schools under our partnership with UNICEF to ensure that the kids who leave primary and go to secondary now have the ability to learn with the same opportunity like someone in Namiriago, because we've brought 2 Gbps internet connectivity at each of the 246 schools, meaning a teacher can have even a virtual class between a school in Adjumani, St. Mary Assumpta, in Adjumani, can have a virtual class with a teacher in Ndari school, with a teacher in San Francisco. That capability is now possible.
So now that we're talking about schools, Airtel has also launched a back-to-school promotion. What is this promotion about? Who is it for? How can the customers access it?
So many things have changed because of the way we serve our customers, especially the schools. The kids and fees can now be paid through Airtel Money. We've done it over the years. But what has changed is that now we have put prices up to about 120 million. All you do as a parent is make sure you pay through Airtel Money. You enter the chance to win 100,000, over 100 winners per week are supposed to get these prizes, and when they do, it's a relief. 100,000 worth of sharing of shopping for anyone going back to school is a great relief.
It's something, yeah.
Yeah, if you're paying for three kids, you have a chance of winning up to 300,000. So I think for me, that is the promotion that is running out there. Please get your phone, dial *185#, pay school fees, and stand a chance to win. And we announce winners through our own media, social media, and the YouTube. And we reach you through our official line, which is 100.
100?
Yes.
Not this random guy who call you and say.
No.
You know them, also know them.
They call me sometimes.
They also call you. Yes. Interesting.
Yes.
Anyway, as we head into the busy school term, what advice do you have for your customers to stay safe when it comes to digital? Because you've talked about a lot of internet access and all this, so how do we stay safe digitally?
So as the ICTs expand into schools, communities, and homes, they come with risks. Because we acknowledge one of them is spam. People spam you, they send you ruins and packages you've never asked for, or you've won a competition you've never entered. So we put a service called the Spam Alert Service. It's embedded in the network. We're able to flag a message for you and say this is the most likely spam, do not interact with it. That is working. But most importantly, we have to raise awareness that there's nothing like a free lunch in this world. If you have not done anything, why should someone send you money?
Just.
I'm not on the side of receiving my messages, only reading you have sent.
Mm.
I do not have, you have received.
Mm.
So anyone who says I sent you money, akwagala coach to send you money. So when you see such, please be cautious. Never share your PIN. And sometimes we take long to change our PINs. 3 months is okay. After 3 months, you should be able to change your PIN to a new one, because many people have been close to you. They've seen you enter the PIN.
Yeah.
And most importantly, do not share it. Because
Once
you do, then you've given away your key to your safe resources that you may have.
Right. Is there anything else you might want to add before we wrap this up?
As we come to the end of the interview, we want to thank our parents and those guardians who spend some time with the learners, and the learners have gone back to school. The devices they've been using, make sure you know where the devices are, where the SIM cards are. A SIM card, most of the phones kids use at home are registered in parents' names. So it's important that you know where each of those phone numbers is. You dial *197#, you are able to ascertain the numbers that are registered under your name, and you know you can account for all of them, because once a crime is committed under your name, it becomes very difficult to to remove yourself from
you're
it.
You're
responsible for what comes out of that. So they've gone back to school, we can keep those safely until they come back, and when they do, then we can resume the conversation. The debate is raging. Should we have smart devices in schools? And another day, maybe you invite me here and we have that conversation because we know learning never stops.
That's true.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.